Radio, everybody. We are so excited to have you back for another Sunday school lesson. I'm Gabriella, and I'm going to be your teacher today. Now, let's all get ready to worship the Lord by standing to our feet, stretch out our arms towards heaven, take a deep breath, and let out a loud hallelujah to the Lord. Amen? Together with me. Hallelujah! Wow, that feels so good, doesn't it? Now, let's lift our voices to the Lord and sing Bless That Wonderful Name of Jesus together, okay? Come on, Isaac, help us out.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's freedom in that wonderful name of Jesus. Freedom in that wonderful name of Jesus. Freedom in that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in that wonderful name of Jesus. Power in that wonderful name of Jesus. Power in that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's victory in that wonderful name of Jesus. Victory.
The truth. All right, let's sing another song to the Lord. How about, Lord, I lift your name on high? Let's raise our voices together.
You can't come.
singing, everyone. You know, it's a good thing when we use our voices and our words to give the Lord praise. But it's also a good thing when we use our words to speak kindly to each other. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 12 and verse 18, that there is one whose rash words are like sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Words spoken to someone when you are upset or careless can be very hurtful, which we're going to see in our story today as we visit a school and meet some kids our age that are about to learn this the hard way.
Melanie is so annoying. She acts like she knows everything.
What do you mean, Aubrey?
Oh, come on. Don't act like you didn't notice, Layla. She's such a teacher's pet. She always has to raise her hand. Like, okay, you know, 2 + 2. Whoop-de-doo.
I mean, she's good at math. Haha, what's the big deal?
Clara, I mean, yeah, you can be good at math, but it's her attitude about it, you know? I mean, come on. Layla, Miss Stone picked her hand over yours. You have to think she's annoying.
I mean, she can be overly...
Yeah.
But she can be over the top sometimes, but it doesn't hurt anybody.
But she's annoying. We can agree on that. I have to go now. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye, Aubrey.
See you.
Hey, what's going on over here?
Well, Elijah is out here spreading rumors about me.
Am not. All I have said was completely true.
Are you kidding me right now? You said my family lives in a sewer.
Well, if anything is true, is that you smell like old lady cushions. Because your mom acts like she's 900 years old.
Elijah, I'll see you in my office.
Hey, Melanie, do you mind if I sit here?
Oh, nah. There's no one sitting there.
Hey, so I just wanted to talk to you since Layla and Aubrey have different lunch periods, but...
What's up?
Well, don't get mad, okay? And don't tell them I told you, but...
What?
Well, Aubrey was talking about how in Miss Stone's class you're such a teacher's pet.
Oh, yeah. Other people have told me that she said that before.
Yeah? Well, Layla was real upset about it, too.
Really?
Yep. She kept saying that you were over the top and thinks you're so annoying.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, I know it's hurtful, but I felt it was my duty to tell you since I heard them.
Yeah, I understand.
Elijah, what I saw today will not be allowed in this school.
I know, I'm sorry, but he really gets on my nerves and I just had to put him in his place.
Well, Elijah, even if he is annoying to you, it's not your place to put him in his place. You are aware I will have to notify your parents, right?
What? Just because I told him the truth?
Elijah, don't dig yourself any deeper. And I know your parents, and they would not be happy to hear about your words.
Wow. Whatever.
Oh, hey, Melanie.
Oh, hey, Layla.
Are you all right?
No. Apparently, I'm over the top. Oh, yeah, and annoying.
What?
Don't act all innocent, Layla. Clara told me what you said. If you think that I'm always trying to be the teacher's favorite, that's fine. But you don't have to pretend to be my friend.
Great.
I didn't realize you're home from school already. Why are you sneaking around?
I was wondering if Mom was home.
Yeah, she was here when I came home. Just a few are with me.
Oh no.
What's the deal with you?
I'm toast. Mr. Evanson called Mom.
Elijah? Good, you're home. Sit down.
Man.
I'm guessing you already know why I'm speaking to you now, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Besides the trouble you're in at school, you're grounded for a week.
What?
I can't believe you were so disrespectful to one of your following classmates. Don't you know how much your words can hurt?
But it's true.
Elijah, you know better than that. Just because it's true doesn't mean it should be said. Here, take this tissue box, pull a couple of them out.
Okay.
Now, try to put them back exactly as they were before.
I can't.
Exactly. Your words can never be taken back, even after you apologize. This only shows how it affects you, but the other party can be greatly hurt by just a few words. Now, what I want you to do is write Levi a letter and use the good words you have for him and apologize and ask him for his forgiveness, okay?
Okay.
I guess I have to write my own letter.
Oh?
Yeah, I did say to her face, but my words got exaggerated and back to her, and now she's mad at me.
Well, a letter is definitely a good idea. I hope you guys learn your lesson in this. Remember, Jesus was careful and thoughtful with his words. He didn't use them to hurt people. Remember, the next time in an argument or even in a conversation about someone who's not present, if God was living in your heart, do you think he would have let those words come out of your mouth?
No, ma'am.
We're sorry.
Okay. But now you need to apologize to your friends. Now go write your letters.
Ouch! What a way to be reminded about the words we use. I hope Elijah and Layla's letters of apology will be received from their friends. Remember our scripture, kids, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18, that says, "There is one whose rash words are like sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Have you ever said something mean to someone or talked about them in a negative way that you wouldn't want them to hear? That can feel like a sharp sword poking you. We need to take a moment and think before we speak so that we will choose our words wisely. That way, we will have a positive effect on others, a healing effect, like the Bible says. Let's all pray to do better this week, okay? We all need the Lord's help to do better, to be more like Him. Well, that's it for this week, everyone. I can't wait until we meet again. Until then, let's pray for one another and tell your friends about King's Kids Radio. So long!
King's Kids Radio!
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids Radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.